Hello, welcome to the Mindship Dreamcast. The joke cast is gone. Dr. Notorious is no more. Welcome to the Mindship Dreamcast. Listen to the show. Let us know what you think. Or if you don't think, start. Because we need you to think, man. So be prepared for this journey. We're going to go on a journey into our collective minds. So plug in, turn your brain on, and get ready for a trip through the groupthink that is the Mindship Dreamcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Around 5 p.m. tonight, Dr. Notorious was found wandering around the neighborhood lost. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot get Dr. Notorious to speak. However, if you need to ask any questions, please feel free to call Kenrick Elliott, and he will handle all of Dr. Notorious's business. Dr. Notorious is on temporary leave. However, if you want to leave a message, please do so at the sound of the beep. It's your girl, the guru, Lupus Warrior. Peace and beep.
The music of the spheres, the most sublime but least known of all the Pythagorean speculations, was that of sidereal harmonics. It was said that of all men, only the Pythagoras heard the music of the sphere. Apparently, the Chaldeans were the first people to conceive of the heavenly bodies joining in a cosmic chant as they moved in stately manner across the sky. In the Book of Job, it describes a time when the stars of the morning sang together. And in The Merchant of Venice by Shakespeare, there's not the smallest orb which thou beholdst, but in his motion like an angel sings. So little remains, however, of the Pythagorean system of celestial music that it is only possible to approximate the actual theory.
Oh my God, Doctor, I'm so disappointed in myself. I had Y2Kai. I had him. He got away. I'm on patrol for him right now. I need you to get to the mothership ASAP and put it on St. Lunatic speed. You gotta help me.
Oh, where has Notorious gone? Oh, where can he be? Did he go back to Hogwarts to teach magic? Or maybe he's hanging on Gallifrey? I don't know. This is Kenrick, the host of the Dream Ship, the Mind Cast, the Mind Palace, and the Wizard Quest. All three combine under the Notorious brand, Notorious Jokes, at Notorious Jokes on Twitter. But Dr. Notorious himself, well, he had to go. He had a good run, couple hundred episodes on Anchor, made it into the top 15 comedy on iTunes, made it well up in the top 50s on Anchor, even in the 40s, which is harder to do than iTunes, honestly. So, why? Because my family asked me to. Ever since Dr. Notorious came into my life, there's been a lot of ups and downs. Now, I'm not saying he's gone forever in all forms of media. I am working to develop him into a character that could be marketed as live action, cartoon, and I'm working with friends here and elsewhere and designing that and putting it together. So Notorious is dead on Anchor, but he has the ability to be reborn in something that could reach more people. And that's why I decided to switch formats. A little less comedy, more kind of groupthink, mind tank, whatever you want to call it, with me, Kendrick Elliott, your host, instead of going under some nom de plume for fear. I decided to abandon that fear and that character and the things that that character was having me do. I was more and more becoming Dr. Notorious and being less and less Kendrick. And that was affecting me outside of the podcast universe. And so, yeah. Notorious is gone on Anchor. But I'm here. And I'm still talking. I'm still listening. I'm still watching. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. Matty Moe, Spidey, the Guru Lupus Warrior, Mr. Turetsky, Diego, all the people that called in, even though Diego's call-ins are usually just weird, but they make me laugh for like 5 minutes straight, and then I have to try to come up with something to outdo them. That's hard shit. Anyways, Dr. Notorious is gone. Kendrick is here. Let's jam.
In many parts of Britain, it is believed that King Arthur did not die, and that he will return to us and win fresh glory and the holy cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. But for myself, I do not believe this, and would leave him buried peacefully in his tomb at Glastonbury, where the Archbishop of Canterbury and Sir Bedivere humbled themselves, and with prayers and fasting honored his memory. And thusly, they inscribed on his tomb, "We say, is this legend? Hic asit Arterius rex quondam rexic futurist. Here lies Arthur, the once and future king."
The early stargazers, after dividing the zodiac into its houses, appointed the three brightest stars in each constellation to be the joint rulers of that house. Then they divided the house into three sections of 10 degrees each, which they then called deacons. These, in turn, were divided in half, resulting in the breaking up of the zodiac into 72 duodecans, of 5 degrees each. Over each of these duodecans, the Hebrews placed a celestial intelligence, or angel. And from this system has resulted the Kabbalistic arrangement of the 72 sacred names, which correspond to the 72 flowers, knops, and almonds upon the 7-branch candlestick of the tabernacle, and the 72 men who are chosen from the 12 tribes to represent Israel. Oddly, I opened up the Bible today, and it opened up to Proverbs 30:30. The words of Agur, son of Jacob of Massa. So this is a dude talking to a couple of angels. The man says to Ithiel and Ukal, "Surely I am too stupid to be a man. I have not the understanding of a man. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I knowledge of the Holy One. Who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name? Surely you know." And the angel said to him, "Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you, and you be found a liar." And Jacob of Massa said, "Two things I ask of thee. Deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane in the name of my God. And the angel said, Do not slander a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be held guilty. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. There are those who are pure in their own eyes, but are not cleansed of their filth. There are those, how lofty are their eyes, how high their eyelids lift. There are those whose teeth are swords, whose teeth are knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, the needy from among men. The leech has two daughters. Give, give, they cry. Three things are never satisfied. Four never say enough. Sheol, the barren womb, the earth ever thirsty for water, and the fire which never says enough. The eye that mocks a father and scorns to obey a mother will be picked out by the ravens of the valley and eaten by the vultures. Three things are too wonderful for me. Four I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky. The way of a serpent on a rock. The way of a ship on the high seas. And the way of a man with a maiden. This is the way of an adulteress. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wrong. Under three things the earth trembles. Under four it cannot bear up. A slave when he becomes king, and a fool when he is filled with food, an unloved woman when she gets a husband, and a maid when she succeeds her mistress. Four things on earth are small, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people, not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. The badgers are a people, not mighty, yet they make their homes in the rocks. The locust has no king, yet all of them march in rank. The lizard you can take in your hands, yet it is in kings' palaces. Three things are stately in their tread, four are stately in their stride. The lion, which is the mightiest among beasts, and does not turn back before any. The strutting cock, the he-goat, and a king striding before his people. If you have been foolish, exalting yourself, or if you have been devising evil, put your hand on your mouth, for pressing milk produces curds. Pressing the nose produces blood, and pressing anger produces strife.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.